The federal government says 6.4 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine could be shipped out to all 50 states as soon as it's approved. That means frontline workers could be vaccinated by as early as mid-December. And one issue doctors are talking about now is how to prepare people for the side effects. Earlier this week, a doctor representing the American Medical Association told a CDC advisory panel that patients need to know the effects of the vaccine will not be a walk in the park. Joining us now, Angie Rasmussen. She's a virologist with the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. Angie, welcome. It sounds like the side effects could be pretty tough here. What do we know so far?
So we actually don't know that much. We haven't actually seen the safety data about the adverse effects of getting the vaccines from the phase 3 clinical trials for either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or actually for the AstraZeneca vaccine as well. So we don't really know what to prepare people for. And this is one of the dangers in what I'm starting to call science by press release. It doesn't really allow us to take a close look at that safety data and help people understand what they might be in for. The good news is that at least so far, it appears that these vaccines are meeting acceptable profiles for safety in terms of their side effects. The bad news, however, is that based on phase 1 and 2 trials, and based on what some folks have been saying about this who have participated in the trials, is that these may have a tougher side effect profile. So no side effects that are unusual for vaccines, but it may be a little tougher for people than just your standard flu shot. They're reporting a higher rate of those side effects.
One of those people is John Yang. He's a PBS journalist who volunteered for the Moderna vaccine trial. Here he is recently on NPR's All Things Considered explaining how the first shot made him feel.
Every muscle and joint in my body ached. I had a fever. I went to bed. I slept about 10 hours.
And that was just after the first shot, because for Moderna and others, there are two. And John Yang said the second one was even worse. A little bit more on how this might compare, you mentioned this briefly, to something like the flu vaccine.
So the flu vaccine is associated with some of those same side effects, but people are getting really the flu-like symptoms he's describing, the myalgia, the headache, the fatigue, the pain at the site of injection, or potentially pain in other sites. That can happen with the flu shot, but most people, for me anyways, the last flu shot I got in October was pain at the injection site, and it pretty much went away. This is... Mm-hmm. These vaccines are thought to potentially have a higher rate of those types of complications, which means it's not dangerous for people to take them, but people may need a little extra convincing that it's a good idea to go through that, because the vaccines will actually provide a significant benefit.
This is important. So let's reiterate a point you just said. Just because there is a side effect doesn't necessarily mean the vaccine is unsafe.
That's correct. While these side effects are uncomfortable, they're not going to cause you any long-term harm. Other vaccines do have similar side effects, and probably many of us have experienced those. The benefits of getting the vaccine outweigh, in my opinion, the side effects. But we do need to prepare people for those side effects so that they're not surprised thinking that they got sick from taking the vaccine.
Right, because some doctors say they're concerned that patients will skip the second shot, and others might hear this or learn about the side effects and say, well, they're not even going to bother getting the first one. Are you worried about that, and what's your message to those people?
I'm definitely worried about people being hesitant or outright declining to take the vaccine. Really, long-term control of this pandemic that would allow us to return to our normal lives, where we're not wearing masks and socially distancing all the time, really does require a lot of people to take those vaccines. So that might be where I'd start, that the point that these vaccines are going to be essential for long-term control of this pandemic. And for that reason, the side effects are worth powering through. But I think it also is really important for the vaccine manufacturers to release all of the data from their clinical trials so that scientists like myself and other folks who are experienced in communicating these trial results to the public can actually know what we should prepare people for.
Well, indeed. I mean, anyone who is going to go to a doctor's office and accept an injection, they have the right to know. And we're not saying don't take it. We're just saying be prepared with information. Angie Rasmussen, a virologist with the Georgetown Center for Global Health Science and Security. Thank you so much.
Thank you.